Here at the Shatta refugee camp in western Gaza City, confusion is widespread as residents weigh whether to remain under heavy Israeli airstrikes or evacuate south, a move that comes at a high cost. Last Tuesday, the Israeli army ordered 1 million people to leave immediately ahead of a ground invasion of the densely populated city. So far, reports say at least 400,000 have fled. Abu Muhammad Talib, a resident of Shatta refugee camp, says he has been searching for basic food items, which have become increasingly expensive.
I'm living under immense pressure. I managed to send my son south with a truck full of furniture, but he ended up stuck on Rashid Street for 13 hours, from the afternoon until 4 in the morning. This is a hellish life. I don't believe that opening another road will change anything. Prices in the market are skyrocketing. It's madness. I actually sent my son to pitch a tent in Deir al-Balah. Yes, I'm preparing to leave. The shelling hasn't stopped, and the Israelis are ruthless. We're still in our homes, but we can't just wait to die in them. That's why we're forced to leave, for the sake of our children. Enough with the displacement and the constant fleeing. May God bless you.
But many other residents have been forcibly displaced as Israeli airstrikes intensify across the city. On Salah al-Din Road, near the Maghaz refugee camp, tents now line both sides of the street as displaced families search for safer shelter. Ahmed Sirsawi, a father of five, set up his tent near the now abandoned Hamas-run office of the General Prosecution. Last week, Israeli aircrafts shelled the building, burning down his shelter. He says his family is left without basic supplies.
I was able to move to the south after being displaced, but it cost me 2,000 shekels. I wanted to buy this tent, but I had to pay 2,600 shekels for it. At the beginning of the war, we were receiving tents as part of the aid distribution. Later they were being sold. Yes, countries are providing aid, but we never see it. Where is the government? Where are the leaders who are supposed to be watching over us? What are we supposed to do? Are we expected to go and snatch the aid ourselves?
Nisreen Amara is a displaced mother and now stays in a tent in the
same
road.
My son's tent. It was donated by some locals after we ended up in the streets when our own tents were burned down. We left the city with nothing, not even milk for my newborn granddaughter. We have nothing. We appeal to the Arab countries. Please help us.
Since Israel has ordered the population of Gaza City to move to southern and central parts of the Gaza Strip, an estimated number of 400,000 residents have left homes or dismantled their tents. Local official estimates suggest that recent displacement needs at least 100,000 tents. The actual number of tents received by Gaza is approximately 1,500, according to the Palestinian Network for NGOs in Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.